What can I say? When you have confidence, you can have courage? Or is it when you have courage, you can have confidence? Let's think about it. If you don't have courage to follow your heart or what you know is right, then you start to feel bad about yourself, and that starts to kill your confidence. So let's think about this. Doing what's right. Following our conscience, refusing to compromise ourselves or our principles, despite the pressures and temptations that are around us. And let's think about it, taking a stand against what's wrong, speaking out and acting out whenever we see others do things that are incorrect or inappropriate. And I have to say, these days, there's a lot of different opinions on exactly what that is. But unquestionably, both of those require guts, nerve, fortitude, and they require courage. And individuals who do them consistently are truly courageous people. And with that as a given, each of us needs to think about and answer for ourselves one question: how courageous am I? And you know, truly, I figure that each of us has a different area that we would be courageous in, right? But here it says, courage is following your conscience instead of following the crowd, refusing to take part in harmful, hurtful, disrespectful behaviors, sacrificing personal gain for the benefit of others, speaking your mind even though others don't agree, taking complete responsibility for your actions and your mistakes, following the rules and insisting that others do the same, challenging the status quo in search of better ways, doing what you know is right regardless of the risk and potential consequences. When you have courage, you are building your confidence because you feel good about yourself. Connie Durham with Connie's Clever Concepts. Thanks for listening today.